Man of Vision tags 1963 Margaret Plinth Mold Tab 1 Tab 2 William. The bombs are still falling when they outfit me with this stupid spamming hat and instruct me to cart around young cousin William, the other male child on the premises, so that he might bask in the unfiltered sunshine, breathe in the unfiltered air, be exposed, finally, to the city above ground. This isn't posed as an elective course of action. I'm given formal orders and nudged in the direction of the outer doors. I tell them I don't see as how it's a good idea, what with the declining birth rates and the continuously falling bombs, the constant danger of disfigurement and death, but I might as well be set on mute when it comes to registering above the din of the war room. My thoughts are not considered. Children, creatures endowed with no special mastery over the evolved traditions of warfare, I expect you to find their own way, to get in where they fit in, to drive unique footholds into the imposing existential mountain dubbed survival. Honestly, I've never considered this state of affairs to be a cause for concern. I've never shied away from a difficult climb. I have preferred, in fact, to traverse peaks of despair, regarding them as nothing more than simple clumps of grass gathered at my feet. The one permanent handicap I've endured is this responsibility to my cousin, William, who is so young, who cannot even fend for himself. Others of his age are expected to survive by dint of their own industriousness. William, for his part, is basically immobile. Self-sufficiency has been altogether ruled out. The war effort consumes most of the adults' attention. Slowly, William and I have been pushed from one room to another, down long hallways and through half-open doorways, with barely any recognition paid to how we are being treated. No one includes us or keeps much track of us now that the fighting has percolated into the city. With new airstrikes arriving daily, we are the least of the adults' concerns. I work with what I am given. It's in these streets that I have learned my trade, have begun to earn my keep. I've developed an affinity for commerce, an aptitude, you might say, and happily contribute a percentage of my earnings back into the household. Apparently, I am a natural-born hustler. So says my uncle. It has come to the point where I'm afraid the adults will finally realize their neglect. It's conceivable that they may even forbid us, William and myself, to leave the compound on our own. This would negatively impact revenues, which would be unacceptable. It would also harm our family's standing in the community, which would be equally unacceptable. My products are in high demand. It is with a constant awareness that of this precarious balance that I, over these past few months, have striven to make the skills of the street my own. I have adapted myself to its unsteady rhythms, mastered its sundry particulars, balanced weight through the hood until my various criminal activities have become as second nature to me, a collection of reflexive actions as simple as walking into the kitchen or emptying my bladder. This sympathy with the tidal nature of currency is hard-won, but it allows me to function freely, wholly invisible to the financial surveillance algorithms employed by HQ. I should say invisible so long as I remember to hold back the reasonable percentage for the family. It is true, my AAA reputation would quickly dissolve into scandal if ever I became so sloppy as to arouse the interest of my father's men. Let us observe, then, that my observations have never attracted their attention. Add to my already formidable grip the legitimate pay from William's promenades, and I'm already better than halfway to my new shield jacket. I count it as a demonstration of my utility that I'm able to provide my own armor. A new shield jacket, which doubtless preserved me through countless future crises, that is to say, if I'm not found skewered by shrapnel before the thing is even delivered. Thus, I have concluded that even my supposedly lamentable character traits, such as my unquestionable greed, may at least be construed as facets of pious virtue. Until I'm allowed to participate in weapons training, I will content myself with a paper chase. I'll gild the runway. Keeping William and myself alive is merely the start of what I hope to accomplish.